and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The FAA has lifted a ground stop of American Airlines flights, which was prompted by a technical issue. If you're driving this Christmas Eve, Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy has some good news.
Gas prices going into the holidays this year are some of their lowest levels since the pandemic. Christmas gas prices this year are likely to be at their lowest level on Christmas since 2020.
In California, no one was seriously hurt when the Santa Cruz Wharf collapsed in heavy surf.
The wharf began to pick up like a wave and come towards us. It was like a movie. I said, evacuate.
Accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione's lawyers are raising concerns about what they say are conflicting New York and federal cases against him. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The defense also raised concerns about Mangione's right to a fair trial, referencing comments by public officials and Mangione's high-profile extradition to New York City last week.
He'll be due in court again next month. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The ground is totally covered with snow now, and the Department of Natural Resources reminds snowmobilers to stay sober on the trails this season and be aware of unsafe ice. Two of the most common reasons for off-highway vehicle crashes around the holidays are weak ice and operating the vehicle while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Both factors can be mitigated through planning and smart decision-making. Often when alcohol is involved in a crash, it is the main contributing factor and can lead to tragedy. Make a plan to get home safely by riding sober. Not only is it illegal to operate under the influence of drugs or alcohol, it also puts you, your passengers, and other recreators at risk. Wisconsin has seen several alcohol-related crash deaths so far in 2024. Also monitor ice conditions by asking the local experts, including outfitters, bait shops, and fishing clubs. Remember that the DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Be aware that there are many factors that determine ice quality, as outlined in the DNR's Ice Safety Pamphlet. Be prepared. Float coats, life jackets, and rescue ropes can be lifesavers. Visit the DNR's Ice Safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice and refer to the Wisconsin Snowmobile Regulations for operational restrictions, safety tips, and more. The Town of Rome transfer site will be closed on Wednesday this week for Christmas. The Village of Port Edwards will be picking up trash and recycling on Thursday, December 26th. In Wisconsin Rapids, holiday garbage and recycling will not be picked up on Christmas Day. Wednesday's route will get picked up on Thursday, and Friday will be Thursday's route. The same thing will happen next week for the New Year's holiday. Monday and Tuesday will be normal pickups, no pickups on Wednesday, and the rest of the week will be delayed by one day. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers shut out the Saints. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was really
well. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. I'm not sure what was happening there, but you got your host James here, and we are joined by our head of news, our co-host Melissa Kay.
Good morning. Sports were excited.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's happening with our system here today, but that's all right. We're rolling
Christmas,
with it. Yes.
Magic?
Yes, magic. I like that.
I don't know.
We are going to kick things. There we go.
It's Christmas tricks.
We're going to get to some tricks and some weather with our good friend Brittany Merlot now. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. I think it might be Rudolph's nose and no rad tracking Santa that might be interfering with some of those radio waves today. So
I do have NORDAQ up right now. We're going to get into that with Melissa in a moment here, but you're right. And that's understandable. That's okay. That's all right. That comes first. The big guy's got stuff to do, so we want to get out of the way. We want to make sure that he can do what he's got to do. Well, how is the weather going to be for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and Hanukkah, of course?
Well, the weather is even getting out of the big man's way because we've got some dry conditions, not much to deal with. So if you are hitting the road, you're good to go. We may see even some sun spots today, becoming partly sunny throughout the afternoon. High temperatures rising about 5 degrees or so, flirting with about 30. And tonight we do slide back below freezing to the teens. So it'll be mostly cloudy throughout the day tomorrow and temperatures at about those low 30s. Winds will barely be moving, not much going on until Christmas night. We are looking at a system starting to move in from the south, and those warmer temperatures surging in too is going to bring some fog overnight. And with temperatures below freezing, it's going to be freezing fog. So Wednesday night into Thursday morning, there are going to be some slick and slippery spots, but then we climb above freezing and rain takes over for the weekend.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that is an interesting Christmas.
Yeah, but we're going to have it. It's going to be white.
Yeah.
Which we didn't think was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Very, very true, which is so exciting because not many of us have it on the ground or it's stuck around, but it will be gone by the end of this weekend, unfortunately. So enjoy it now. Get those pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Get the any pictures of trees right now are great. Any of them. They're all amazing. One of my favorite parts of this time of year is look after a snowfall like that and looking at every tree I can.
Yes.
Amazing. Brittany, you've been amazing. We appreciate you so much. Brittany, like the rest of us, won't be here tomorrow. We'll be back at this on Thursday. Wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas Eve and all.
Happy. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Brittany. Thanks, Brittany. We appreciate you. I've never been shy about loving Marvin Gaye, but I don't know what's happening right now. I don't know why.
Why is there music playing?
That is not me.
To the Earl Ingram Show.
Oh, we have the Earl Ingram Show playing.
We got the Earl popping through. All right.
I'm going to email errors.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. My hands are a little busy right now. I appreciate that. we do want to send a gigantic shout out to Earl Ingram, to the whole Civic Media family, wishing you all a Merry Christmas. And appreciate them so darn much. We have a great team. I'm proud of every single member, whether they're people on the air or people behind the scenes. I don't think I've ever worked for a company like that, not just in radio, but for a company where I back everybody at this network and appreciate every single one of them, and especially appreciate our team around here. And I do want to send a special shout out to our newer members over the last year that we've had. Our family's got a lot bigger around here, and it's been great. We're covering so much more, able to do so much more for you out there. That's what our job is, covering local, and nobody covers it like we do. We do want to let you know that our offices will be closed today. I'm sorry, tomorrow. They'll be closed this afternoon and tomorrow. And then they'll be closed again on January 1st, of course. Keep that in mind, everybody. If you have anything to pick up or drop off, it'd be a good idea to do, but I'd say before noon today. Otherwise, we'll meet you back here Thursday. Speaking of Thursday, did want to let the audience know that on Thursday we will have our word of the day along with our pet of the week. Our friend Phil Hartley will be joining us on Wednesday. Thursday, I mean.
Thursday.
Sorry, Thursday.
Oh,
Thursday.
Awesome.
It's 14.
So we're looking forward to that. Phil, of course, was going to join me tomorrow. I was going to jump on the air tomorrow. But Phil's going to, we're like, you know what? Let's do it Thursday. So we appreciate the Quality Plus Printing Gang, and we wish them a Merry Christmas over there. Real quick, Melissa, I want to get a couple of just notes in here before we go to the NORDAQ tracker. I think you saw this already, but for the audience out there, we got a great Christmas card from our friend Tyler over in Minnesota.
Our listener in Minnesota.
Tyler sends us these cool cutouts from usually an IPA or some, a 12-pack or something like that. And here. Hello, Pam. Please pass this along to Melissa Kay in regards to her community stories programs, and the same sentiment go out to the rest of the gang of Muppets. Well done, Tyler. Well done. And thank you, Tyler. Thank you very much for that.
And he has a picture there. He attached a picture of the little Tiny Tim from Oliver holding out the bowl.
Yes.
Please, sir, may I have some more?
That's great.
It's
great.
Awesome. It's so great.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tyler. You really made my day.
Yeah. It's so good. So good. Real quick notes as well. Did want to let everybody know that our friends over at the Rafters have new schedules out there. They announced their schedule today. Or yesterday. Ooh. I'm sorry. That is going to be awesome. We'll talk more about that on Playmakers on Friday, but really looking forward to diving into Rafter baseball, and nothing will warm us up faster than talking Rafter baseball. A little bit later, Melissa and I will get into our schedule over the next couple of days, including WFHR's famous 30 Hours of Christmas.
30 hours.
We got to start doing that. More famous 30 Hours of Christmas. I got friends up and down the state that talk about it, so we're looking forward to it. There's not a lot of people still doing old school radio like we do, while also being able to bring people new content like we will be doing with a bunch of our stuff that we've got lined up, including a director's cut we wrapped up yesterday recording. Thank you for that, Melissa.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a lot of fun.
And as long as we're going to dive into the NORDAQ tracker, and it's, I don't know, every family has a different, you know, traditions and stuff. I know that a lot of families that I grew up around seem to have this tradition where kids got to, you know, because Santa's is very busy right now, and he's got mm-hmm. those presents out there. But mom and dad like to get kids presents, too. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, that gift that you got from mom and dad or maybe an uncle or aunt, you got to open up on Christmas Eve. And it was, right. You know, it was, I imagine it was pretty cool and special. Everything. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that right now for our staff because I got us something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but it's not here yet. But it will be. It will be here real soon. It is already been ordered. I got the tracker for it and everything, which, side note, I love the tracker. I love the tracker.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't care if I order toothpaste. I'm following the tracker. I love the trackers. I got to admit, a shout out and a big thank you to all of our delivery drivers out there, mm-hmm. our semi-drivers, everybody out there. Thank you very much. You think of being on the roads yesterday and all the packages they delivered and all the Christmases and Hanukkahs and everything they made. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mel, I got us a large digital wall clock.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew as soon as you said you got us something, it was a clock. I'm so excited.
Yep. I can't wait.
And it's digital.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure that it was big enough for everybody to see wherever
Which
you were
helpful.
In the studio. Yeah.
Because the tiny numbers on the wide orbit screen are itty bitty.
Yeah.
And they're facing the wrong direction. I mean, you they can are. See them, which I guess that's important because, I mean, like, you're the host and all and you're running the board and stuff. But
but I also have dyslexia. So that kind of throws things. Like, right now, I just looked at it and I'm looking at 12/24/24. And I don't know. No, I'm just.
that's the date, James.
Yes. It's a pretty cool one. And I'm looking awesome. Forward to that. That should be here soon. And I thought that'd be fun.
Merry Christmas to us.
Yes.
That's exciting. How adult are we that we're excited about a clock, James?
This is what I wanted. Yes. Because this is the equivalent. This is the difference of getting socks when you're 7 and when you're 37. There's a gigantic difference. You hold them up and you're championing. Yes, socks.
Yes. I mean, I was so stoked to get a microwave. My goodness.
It is adulting 101, that is for sure. I wanted to go ahead and wish Oyo. That is Japanese for good morning, and that is where Santa is right now. He's in Katsuwan, Japan.
Oh,
He has delivered over a million presents, way over a million presents already.
Wow.
He just left Tokyo. So that probably upped the numbers a little bit. That might have upped the numbers a little. Everything seems to be going along very well. The reindeer seem to be very happy. And a lot of adrenaline. A lot of adrenaline through those reindeer. They're early in this, though. You know, you
right.
This is all.
They've been building for this all year. Yeah. So, I mean, there's got to be some excitement.
Was in a lot of track and field growing up, and one, you know, you got to pace it. You want to come out that gate right away, but no, you got to pace. You got to be pacing. You got to save something for the ride back. You got to, and the reindeer are doing that. They're doing a good job right now, it looks like.
Awesome.
It also looks like there's a lot of people having fun with this, posting pictures and everything on the NORDAQ website. You can go to nordacsanta.org and see exactly what I am right now. That is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Never get tired of this. did want to mention two quick stories for everybody in our opening monologue here. And this one is a doozy. But just hear me out throughout the whole thing because it's a That Ain't Right story, but it doesn't end that way.
Okay.
Police in Colorado said a baby Jesus statue reported stolen from a nativity scene was anonymously returned to a fire station with an apology note. The Fort Collins Police Department originally posted on social media that the baby Jesus statue was taken from the nativity scene at Old Town Square. Just one of the quick there's being a Grinch. And then there's, like, you know, getting in trouble with whatever powers that be. Whatever you think, whatever you believe, there's no one where that's cool. That's okay. Like, that, you can't get away with that one. Karma, at the very least, is going to find you.
right.
Police shared a security image of the Grinch taking the statue. The department said in an update that the statue was anonymously dropped off at the fire authority station, number 1 in Fort Collins, 4 days afterwards. The statue had a note taped to its face reading, "I am really sorry. I made a dumb mistake in the moment. It won't happen again."
Aww.
Police said the business that owned the nativity scene are not seeking to press charges against the thief.
Good, good.
I think that this is actually, now, obviously, bad. But
right. Don't do that.
Yes. But if you, wouldn't we mess up in life? It mm-hmm. is incredibly important, the second chance.
Yeah. Own the mistake and make it right.
Well, America, I think, we're fans of certain things more than others. I don't believe that you will find any bigger fans in the world of a comeback story than Americans. Mm-hmm. We love a comeback story. Well, that's what a second chance is.
Yeah.
and I think that's pretty darn cool. Also, a very beautiful little statue, too. That's got to be one of the more cool ones I've seen. That's a really nice one.
Interesting.
I'm glad they shared this story, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a unique situation, but it all worked out. That's pretty cool.
That's good. It's a Christmas miracle. I'm just going to say that all day.
Why not? Because
I can. And it's really the only time of year you can say that.
Yes.
Unless you're in a Hallmark movie.
I do also want to encourage people to check out, especially in the next couple of days, you're looking for some palate cleansers, or maybe you're just looking for icebreakers with your family. this is a great one at goodnewsnetwork.org. A shout out to them, the great reporting. There's a wonderful story about after wishing for Christmas cards to be sent to her military son, a mom got a surprise reunion on air, and you can imagine what happened there as her son returned. This is a pretty cool story. Jessica Rivera took advantage of the annual Christmas Wish program from Georgia FM station to Fish Atlanta. We send a shout out to them.
Yeah.
And they asking their listeners to write holiday cards to her son and to other serving members in our military. Mm-hmm. Now, Travis, her son, is on the Air Force Base in California. It was the first holiday she wouldn't be with her 21-year-old son. But she thought it was going to be her first one without him. I encourage you to check out. It's a great job of reporting and a fun story.
Yeah. Oh, those are the best. Those make me cry every time.
Every time. There are certain mm-hmm. ones that get me more than others, I'll say, mm-hmm. when the kids are involved. But it doesn't matter. I saw one, to prove this point, I saw one a couple years back, I would say, of a soldier coming home. And he was coming home to watch a game with his friends. They had this annual tradition of watching, I think it was the Iron Bowl, watching together. And he comes home to watch with his buddies and everything. That got me. Like, it's just a bunch of guys watching football, but that got me too.
But that's kind of your thing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Holiday parties are coming up quickly, and time is running out. Take one stressor off your list and call El Cafe today, 715-887-2233. Order your homemade pies or cakes for your holiday gatherings and focus on your friends and family instead. Call 715-887-2233 to order a pie for every flavor of family and enjoy. Feliz Navidad to everyone, and thank you to the community for your support from everyone at El Cafe, wishing you and your families a cheerful and safe holiday.
It's time for cards, cards, cards. Make your holiday cards stand out from the rest this year with Quality Plus Printing. Create funny, sincere, or photo-based messages for every occasion with Quality Plus Printing for all your cards, cards, cards.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Since 1992, DoorWorks Incorporated has been providing, installing, and servicing residential, commercial, and industrial doors and openers throughout Wisconsin. They're located right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and they're fully licensed and insured. All of their employees are certified, trained technicians that are trained to install and service all types of doors and openers. DoorWorks Incorporated wants to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holiday season.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 28 for a high this afternoon. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy, some patchy fog after midnight, and with temperatures in the teens, we could see some of that fog frost on the roads and surfaces. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to buy local, support local, support our good friends over at El Cafe. Diving into your birthdays and anniversaries for the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, of course.
Oh, yeah, we got 2 days.
We got double duty today.
And a quick shout out to our engineering team. Thanks for fixing our stuff.
And they are amazing. Amazing. Yes. Really do appreciate them over there. Thank you so much to Corey and the gang. We were talking a little bit this morning. Just good people. Just good people.
Absolutely.
We do want to send some shout out to some really great people as well. Our good friends over at El Cafe sponsoring this hour. I've done the homework, everybody. I've researched it. I don't know if there's anybody up and down the state doing this. I just was checking in central Wisconsin and our major cities around here, and nobody for sure is doing a live birthdays and anniversaries on the air or anything like that like we are, which is fun. We have fun with it. Our audience loves it. You guys continue to give us these birthdays and anniversaries, but we're not able to do it without El Cafe.
That's right.
Thank you to them.
I love their most recent repost on Facebook. It says, male reindeer lose their antlers in winter and females don't. So Santa's sleigh is actually pulled by a team of women. Of course it is.
Isn't that amazing? Now, not surprising to the audience, my mother taught me that when I was a kid. But I always thought that was really cool. That's a beautiful one. That's a really cool stat.
Yeah, it's fun.
And, of course, we appreciate all of you, because the other half of this is you guys getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Look,
yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't do this if it was just about the celebrities. that's really not that much fun or anything.
No, it's much more fun to talk about our local celebrities and celebrate your birthdays and anniversaries.
Keep coming. Keep them coming, everybody. We love them. We get them to us by emailing us at info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. We encourage you to do that as well and like the pages. We've been updating those and got a great team working on that as well. Yes. And, of course, you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Our phone lines are open and working today, so definitely call in and share those wonderful celebrations with us.
We appreciate it, everybody. We love live birthdays and anniversaries. Feel free to call up anytime. We had a great listener calling up yesterday and got ahead of the game, got us some early birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah.
That was great.
No, that's great.
We appreciate them. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Let's go with two.
All right, gives us that one. So we can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Aaron Krieger.
Happy birthday, Aaron.
Hope you have a great day, Aaron. Wishing you a good one, sir. And thank you so much for getting us that birthday. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Carol Korn.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Enjoy the day, Carol. Hope it's a good one for you. Not surprising to have your name being named Carol.
Christmas, yeah.
And, of course, on Christmas Day, we have one birthday to enter. And we get to put the spotlight on Holly Lopez.
Another Christmas-themed name, Holly. Happy birthday.
enjoy the day, you guys, all of you, and to everybody out there celebrating a birthday or anniversary. Wishing you a great one. So I would love to know if anybody has an anniversary today or tomorrow.
Oh, well, probably.
There's got to be, right? There's got to be somebody out
there. Yeah, I
would
think so. But there's something, you know, like an anniversary on Christmas, that's great. You chose that. Having your birthday on Christmas, you did not choose that. And many, many kids who have to celebrate that day feel a little, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same as having a separate present day.
I had a very good friend of mine that has her birthday the day on Christmas. And and also, we have a very good friend here at the station that has a birthday right after Christmas, and Terry Johns.
My former sister-in-law, Tracy, her birthday is on Christmas. Mm. So we always made a big deal out of it at the family gatherings. Happy birthday, Tracy. I know you're not listening, but I still like you.
And we'll be celebrating those birthdays on the 26th. Taking a look at our celebrity list here, Stephanie Meyer is 50 today, author. She's the author of the Twilight stuff and everything. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to look. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I did not know that. Look a little bit of a look behind the curtain, everyone. I'm really trying to be in the spirit of the season. I have on my Jack Skellington Santa hat.
Nice.
This is an audio medium, for one. And it is really hard with my hair, the hat, and the headphones.
Yeah, you're really battling over there, huh?
It's throwing me. Yeah, throwing me off a little bit.
Just wait till we get StreamYard up and running. Then people can actually watch us.
That is going to be fun. Be looking for that in 2025, everybody. Diedrich Badger is 57. We have to mention that name, with his last name being Badger here in Wisconsin. But also a great actor from The Drew Carey Show. You would know him from, and a couple of other things. He was on Veep. He was really good on Veep.
Diedrich. That's not a name that we hear very often here. I like that name a lot.
Yes, great name.
But that's actually his middle name. His first name's Carl.
I didn't know that. Oh.
Carl Diedrich Bader.
I could see that. See, my middle name's John. So whether James or John, I just might as well stick with James. Might as well. Davante Adams is 31, former Green Bay Packer, former this team and this team. Wherever Aaron Rodgers is going next, he may be going. But a really good receiver. A lot of people love his Taco Bell commercials and everything. one of the things I appreciate about Davante Adams, did not come out the gate as everybody was going to, he was going to be a number one. He worked at it, and has some of the smartest feet you'll see in the NFL.
And the coolest dreads.
He's got some really good hair. Really good hair, yeah. Let's see here. Also celebrate, Ricky Martin is 52 today.
Really?
Yeah. I actually, a little younger than I would have thought. I thought he was a little bit older when, Life is, what was his song? Viva Loca.
Living La Vida Loca.
Yes, that's it. I thought he was a little older when that came out, but yep. Yeah. Let's see here. People no longer with us. Lenny Kilmeister. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention Ryan Seacrest is 49.
Oh.
Got to get that. One of the hardest working guys in entertainment. Whether you like him or not, one of the hardest working people in the business. And the man, I only ask him, especially this time of season, let somebody else have a job. Please, Ryan, you've got so much work. You're so good at what you do. Ryan Seacrest, actually,
he's 50.
And one of those stories, too, that I think is actually another one of those self-made people. Started in radio, had a real niche for it, gave a TV a shot, and ends up being on mornings with Kelly Ripa and doing 100 other things. Now he's hosting Wheel of Fortune. Quite a career. Yeah. Again, whether you like him or not, you can't. His hustle, his work ethic is second to none. He works his tail off, and is apparently really well liked in the business.
He's got a nice smile. Yeah. Like, he looks like a genuine person.
That's the thing. You know, it's one of those things where he's almost too nice, it seems, in the industry, from what I've heard. I don't know for sure. I've never met the person, but I have heard stories about that, where he has actually missed out on jobs because he has let friends of his take the auditions and stuff. So, I don't know. Seems like a decent guy to me. So, good luck. And a really interesting career going from radio to TV. Not many people have been able to do that in recent memory. Used to be a thing all the time. Used to be how you got on the TV and movies and everything, was you started in radio.
Well, but radio was a much bigger industry years and years ago.
Yeah. Again, some people no longer with us. Eleni Kilmeister from Motorhead, born in 1945, passed away in 2015. Ace of Spades, the Ace of Spades. There were some others I wanted to mention as well, but this list is all over the place. I apologize, everybody. Kate Spade. Kate Spade, fashion designer.
Yes.
Passed away back in 2018. And, of course, we want to wish a wonderful birthday, anniversary, and all of the above today and tomorrow to all of you out there. Celebrate, enjoy each other, and have some fun.
Yeah, but wait to go to El Cafe until Thursday because they're closed.
Yes, they are not open.
They're not open.
Hopefully, for some of you, some things are open because we're going to be talking about gifts when we come back. What are the top gifts our kids are getting? And a little bit later, we've got a great story for you about the worst things you can do at an office holiday party. We've got that one for you a little bit later as well.
Oh, good.
We're getting over some other topics in here. We got to get all of our Christmas stuff in before.
Got to cram it in.
Yep, all that coming up with Melissa and James on the morning show here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The ground is totally covered with snow now, and the Department of Natural Resources reminds snowmobilers to stay sober on the trails this season and be aware of unsafe ice. Two of the most common reasons for off-highway vehicle crashes around the holidays are weak ice and operating the vehicle while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Both factors can be mitigated through planning and smart decision-making. Often when alcohol is involved in a crash, it is the main contributing factor and can lead to tragedy. Make a plan to get home safely by riding sober. Not only is it illegal to operate under the influence of drugs or alcohol, it also puts you, your passengers, and other recreators at risk. Wisconsin has seen several alcohol-related crash deaths so far in 2024. Also monitor ice conditions by asking the local experts, including outfitters, bait shops, and fishing clubs. Remember that the DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Be aware that there are many factors that determine ice quality, as outlined in the DNR's ice safety pamphlet. Be prepared. Float coats, life jackets, and rescue ropes can be lifesavers. Visit the DNR's ice safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice and refer to the Wisconsin Snowmobile Regulations for operational restrictions, safety tips, and more. The Town of Rome transfer site will be closed on Wednesday this week for Christmas. The Village of Port Edwards will be picking up trash and recycling on Thursday, December 26th. In Wisconsin Rapids, holiday garbage and recycling will not be picked up on Christmas Day. Wednesday's route will get picked up on Thursday, and Friday will be Thursday's route. The same thing will happen next week for the New Year's holiday. Monday and Tuesday will be normal pickups, no pickups on Wednesday, and the rest of the week will be delayed by one day. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 28 for a high this afternoon. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy, some patchy fog after midnight, and with temperatures in the teens, we could see some of that fog frost on the roads and surfaces. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let us tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's.
There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear what makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South. In Wisconsin Rapids.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Comer, sports broadcaster on WIRI. I'd just like to wish a very Merry Christmas from my family to you and yours.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 28 for a high this afternoon. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy, some patchy fog after midnight, and with temperatures in the teens, we could see some of that fog frost on the roads and surfaces. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is
welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you, having a little bit of some tech problems, but that's, you know, that's here.
No, I think the Grinch crawled into our wide orbit.
I was wondering if that's what it was.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That
it does.
Okay, so that now that we know that, I'm sure that it's going to be real easy for Ayers and everybody over there. We send a shout out to them and a big thank you to them, of course. Melissa, we are going to get into what our kids are going to be opening up, what the kids out there are going to be opening up. Survey asked parents with kids under 14 what category of gifts they're shopping for this year, and the top responses were clothing, shoes, and accessories. 60% of parents say that's the priority.
Well, that's the priority. I mean, that's good. I'm glad it's not technology, personally.
I like, doing the getting presents for kids and putting them under the tree and stuff for my nephews, for kids in general, for my kids, all of that. I've really enjoyed the last couple of years being able to do that anonymously and getting it. And you look at these lists of what, you know, because they give you ideas of what to get kids. And it's really cool. One thing, one note on that, I love that all these businesses now and that are doing this in these nonprofits, they're putting in there for, teenagers, too. Kind of that middle age kids, 10 to 13 and stuff. And because they get forgotten sometimes when it comes to when you think of the little kids or maybe the 17, 18 year olds or something. But those kids in the middle get stuck sometimes. But one of the things that was on the list was perfume and cologne. And I thought that was a new one. I haven't seen that before.
Stay away from Max. Don't get a Max.
Yeah. When it comes to that stuff, gift cards. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I wear Adidas cologne, people. I don't know what I'm doing. But the clothing, shoes, and accessories being a big priority, I kind of see that. I kind of get it a little bit.
Well, I honestly, though, it's a little sad that in some ways that I don't know. Those are necessities that everybody should have already.
Yes.
And the fact that those are the priorities as opposed to, I don't know, Christmas.
Just fun, just toys or something.
Part of me wants to say, well, that should be what it is. The other part of me is like, well, really, though? Because now I ask for things that I need. Like, I asked my best friend for socks last year.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to buy them for myself. I need them, but I'm not going to buy them.
Nope.
So, and this year, I'd like a pair of driving gloves. I think that's what I'm going to tell her to get
idea.
Me.
Yeah, because
I don't
idea.
Mine are white. And I've had them for multiple years, and they are no longer white.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter that I wash them regularly. They're a lovely gray color.
Mm, they've changed colors on you.
Yes. I should just dye them, you know?
Oh, you could do that, yeah.
And then it wouldn't matter.
Mm. Or, maybe somebody will get you some new ones. Maybe Santa. we will be tracking Santa a little bit for you. But for right now, some of the gifts he's going to be giving, 42% of the gifts are going to be toys. 37% are techs and electronics. 33% said entertainment like books and video games. 31% said arts and crafts.
Yes, that's a really great gift.
And 24% said that they're looking for beauty, health, and wellness stuff, kind of similar to what I was referring to before and everything. I hear you on the sentiment of them not, those are things. One of the things I like doing is, kid needs socks, get them socks and a toy. You get them the fun gift and the other gift. You get them the if you can, if you're able to. About 30% of parents are planning to primarily shop at local stores. Others are, of course, going to big box stores. And others are focusing on local owned boutiques and small businesses.
Nice. That's great. And if you can afford to do that, wonderful.
Mm. And discount stores. That's also in there. Thrift stores, discount stores. That is also in there as well.
I did quite a bit of shopping at Goodwill.
I think it's always been a great place to go and shop. And I did work at a Goodwill for about a year as well. Now it's hip. that's the cool thing. Like that's right. That's a lot. What a lot of kids want. I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And 33% of parents aren't sure where they're going to spend the most money this holiday season, but the most important deciding factors are deals and discounts, free shipping, and product availability.
Yeah, that's a big one. If you have a shopping list and you go to a store and you want to try to get it all in as few stops as possible.
Yeah.
Because going into multiple stores this time of year is such a pain.
This is part of what I also like about local. I just feel like local businesses, usually you're talking about a smaller building, a smaller business, and it doesn't feel as crowded, feel as chaotic.
Or going to a downtown area where you can park and then you can walk to the multiple stores. That makes all the difference in the world. Like if I'm going to a bigger area and I have to go from massive parking lot to massive parking lot, that's the part I don't like. It's not necessarily the stores that I don't like. It's the parking lots.
Yeah, there's nothing like a rural Christmas or a country Christmas or anything. I am not going to be able to compete with that or anything. But I will say that there is something beautiful about Chicago at Christmas. Remarkable. It is a beautiful area, beautiful time of year, and it's not alone. I mean, I thought San Francisco was amazing around Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's not just the what they do with pomp and circumstance and having cool things out and everything and getting into the season with that. It's the people. People are different this time of year.
You have a tendency to smile more or to, the Christmas cheer, it infects everybody.
Yeah. it's kind of fun to see.
And we got a response from tech, just to let you know.
Mm.
We're supposed to turn it off and turn it back on again.
Yeah, I was waiting for something like that.
The classic IT response. Have you rebooted it?
It's fantastic. So while I'm doing that, we will go ahead and keep going here. We'll just stay live and go from there. But I do appreciate you doing that, Melissa, by the way.
Sure.
And again, a big shout out to our tech people out there. We appreciate them so much. When it comes to the kind of holiday parties that most people have attended their holiday parties by now. Although, it's not uncommon to have Christmas parties in January,
That's true. My siblings and I haven't actually been able to plan ours yet, but it'll be sometime in January or maybe even February.
Yeah, so, and now that we have already had our Christmas party, let's figure out what we did right and what we did wrong. No, I'm kidding. Wait, it was great. It was awesome. Actually, Pam and I were, I was here an extra 10 minutes last night after Playmakers, just because Pam and I were just having a nice moment there, where we were talking about the holiday party and how fun it was. and how much has changed in the last 4 years. And, you know, it would be before it'd be Pam and Chuck and I. I mean, I love those guys, but, you know, I don't know. I'll tell you this, Secret Santa, not that secret. Not that...
Right, when you have such a small group.
We got such a big team now. We got such a great team, and it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
And we had a lot of fun at our party, I have to say. Great job on Beth in instigating that and making it happen, and everybody bringing food and games. It was fun.
All of it was great. Appreciate the work that Beth put into it, and appreciate the game that you brought. I've never actually played like any kind of charades games or anything.
Really?
I've never done that.
Really good at it, James, considering. I guess you are an actor, so yeah, it makes sense.
With most things in life, I just go all in. I have long since worried about being cool or anything. So,
Well, and your team also won, so there you go.
Yes, we did. It was fun. It was a great time.
Yeah.
And I feel like we did pretty good with any of these things coming up, but let's go ahead and get into them, especially for the audience out there and anybody who might still have a Christmas party coming up and has an HR department.
Yeah.
This isn't just coming from us. An HR expert actually dove in. Now, she's been doing this for 2 decades, and she came up with a list of the top things you should not do at your office holiday party. Mm-hmm. So she says, even if you're a model employee, doing any of these things can wreck your reputation and damage your career. Mm. Well, something to keep in mind. And if you can avoid number one on the list, you'll have a much better chance of avoiding the rest. And the number one thing I think that most people out there can guess, don't get hammered. Don't get hammered.
Bad choices are made.
A strategy called zebra striping was in the news last week. And this is something that's big with the TikTok generation, a lot of that. It's when you drink, but when your next drink has to be something like soda or water, and then you can go back to a beer or whatever you're drinking, and then you have the soda or water, so you're zebraing.
Zebra striping.
Hey, if it helps, if it keeps people from, you know, getting on the doing anything stupid or anything like that, that's great.
It's a really good recommendation.
Yeah. But that just don't. Oh, you know your body. You know what you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Be smart about it. Number two, don't overshare. The vibe might be casual, but remember you're still at work.
Yeah.
I got this thing on my back. No, you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be. I don't think people can overshare with me. I don't really look at it that way, but I do get where they're coming from on that. I do get
well,
that.
Well, in a work party group setting, it's probably just not recommended.
You got to know your audience. You got to know your audience. Don't mix business and romance. You can go ahead and read between the lines on that one, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But office Christmas parties have been notorious for decades.
It's not the place to hook up.
No, and I will never understand that. No. Don't ignore the dress code. The stakes aren't as high with that one, but it's never a good look to show up underdressed.
Yeah, if it's like Christmas casual or whatever, and you show up in jeans and a raggy t-shirt, probably going to look a little out of place.
It's a lot better nowadays, I would say, where business casual is the thing. That's actually become a kind of thing with most settings, business or otherwise. Mm-hmm. I think a big one too that a lot of people make the mistake of is the naughty Christmas sweater or whatever. Not for business. Not for business.
Yeah, just don't wear anything inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah. Just a note. I've seen that one go down quite a few times, and that has never ended well.
No, I would also challenge the fashion industry to create all women's clothing with pockets.
Yes. Yes.
Business casual with pockets.
More pockets for women. More pockets for women. More
it's not hard.
Oh,
it's
no,
not hard.
No. And it just use up a little more material. That's it.
You know what's hard? Trying to add pockets to all of my business casual clothing.
I can only imagine, yeah.
Or making them bigger because, yeah. Oh, they put pockets in these pants. Wait, only the half of my index finger fits in there. That's not a pocket.
It's not a pocket.
That's a joke.
It's a bad joke. It's a bad joke. No punchline. And finally on here, in a more modern one, but it definitely does apply, don't post without consent.
Yeah.
Don't share photos or videos of other people on social media unless you know they're cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
That includes footage of
especially
coworkers.
Especially if they've been drinking.
Yes. Right. Right. Yeah. You know, this is, I think, something that you could also include almost all of these things with your family as well. Even if you're not going to it, you've already had your business Christmas party, or you're not having one or anything, that it's still, that seems like a good idea.
Common courtesy.
And speaking of families, we're going to come back and we're talking about family holiday fights and how to avoid them.
Yeah. All right. Strategies.
Yes. Coming up, strategizing with you on the morning show at WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33 to discuss the ranking of Christmas treats. We'll wrap up everything on our Christmas Eve show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing Holiday Edition.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ashley, your marketing consultant here at WFHR and WIRI, and I am here to help local businesses, big and small. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 28 for a high this afternoon. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy, some patchy fog after midnight, and with temperatures in the teens, we could see some of that fog frost on the roads and surfaces. On Christmas Day, cloudy with a high in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
Softly they fall, where do they go? Cover the ground without a sound. Fall from the sky before your eyes. Blankets of white brighten the night.
Ah, just beautiful. Beautiful Christmas jazz for you from Gregory Porter, everybody. Melissa and James here. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment news for you. Going to get into our 30 hours of Christmas. Let you know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
Got a couple of other fun ones for you, too. We're going to get into what your favorite country stars are up to for Christmas. We got some of that.
Okay.
We've got where is it right here? Oh, yeah. New movies coming out for Christmas Day. And the weirdest Christmas movies released from 1984 to 2024.
Nice.
Should be an interesting one coming up for you.
How many have I seen?
also, the Christmas movie you should watch based on your zodiac sign.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
I always think those are interesting. We'll see how that one goes.
This one might actually work out well.
We'll see how that goes. But right now, we're just talking about, you're very excited.
I am.
Dinging bells over there.
Yeah.
We just talked about how you can kind of navigate and strategize. I love the word strategize. through your holiday party. I think that can be kind of similar for Christmas gatherings.
Yeah, in general.
Whether it's friends or family or you know, whatever it might be, these whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, it can be a little dicey sometimes, especially you're running into relatives you don't see all the time, and the environment being what it is. Now, I do think that this is a lot different than some years past, where I don't think we are nearly as divisive as we might used to be or anything like that. But still, a poll found 40% of families deal with open disagreements around the holidays, and that's a lot. That's pretty high, 40%.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So politics is the number one topic that you that can start a fight and that nobody can win. I just want to repeat that one more time. Talking politics with your friends or family, nobody wins. Nobody. Nope. Not even politicians, because they've already been voted in, or not.
And not fights, you know? I mean, having a good discussion is one thing, but fighting is not going to change anybody's mind.
Incredibly encourage people to have open, you know, good conversation.
Informative conversation, yeah.
But
having a positive discussion around these things is always encouraged. But if you're going into it with a, I'm going to change their minds, and I'm going to battle my way through this, then you're off to the wrong start there.
And I say this with all the love I have in me. You don't know everything. You know, all of it, including myself. We don't know everything. Yeah. And by that, I mean, you don't know what another person thinks or feels or how they think or feel.
What has molded their thought process and where they are at in life.
Politics is incredibly important, and it's important to be informed. It also doesn't deserve to ruin your day or your time with your family. You don't get a lot of time with friends and family. None of us do. To me, it's a waste.
That's a good point.
And I think that it takes enough of our time. Let's have some time to ourselves.
Caught up on what your nieces and nephews are doing, or you know, job changes, or how things are going. Ask about the other person. That's always a more informative, I think, and good thing to talk about.
I think a good thing to think of right now too is they ain't working. You think they're talking politics? They ain't been working for a while, really. Why should we be talking about it and ruining our Christmases or Hanukkahs or anything like that when we're not even working right now? They're not even they're not ruining theirs. Theirs are doing fine. So I think that definitely shouldn't let politics get in the way. Family dynamics and past grievances come in at 32% of where fights can start. So ongoing stuff that's been brewing. I think sometimes that can be healthy to get through, with the right tone and all that, and maybe not always around other family. Maybe this is a private conversation.
Private conversation, yep, good to have, and not while drinking.
Yeah, and you could always do what my mother famously would always do. Jimmy, can I see you in the kitchen? Can I just see you for a second?
Let's just slip into the pantry for a moment. I need a quiet word.
So many times.
And all the hair on the back of your neck stands up.
Yes, it almost just did. a tie between relationships and finances came in at 25% of things that can create, discourse. Arguing about those things is usually pointless, but here's another reason to avoid them. There's a 1 in 3 chance it can get even worse. Because the holidays, the emotions are already up to a 10.
The stress is high. Yeah, everything is kind of already at a 10. So that moment to talk about things, maybe not the best.
I don't mean to lean on this phrase all the time, but I think that it just applies so often. And this is one where knowing your audience really helps. And you know these people. You're spending Christmas with them. More than likely you do.
More than likely they're your family.
Yeah.
Or friends.
So if Uncle...
And if you're a stranger, definitely don't do any of these things.
If Uncle Ezekiel, I'm just trying to take a random name that nobody, you know, hopefully nobody is named out there. I love the name Ezekiel, by the way. You know, Uncle Zeke is bringing up something that, you know, you don't like or whatever. What I've always done in those situations is something my grandfather, who really loved politics and talking politics, would do, and going the complete different direction. But you know the person, so say that they love Christmas. So switching gears and going into, you know, hey, did you see this new movie? Hey, did you see this? Mm-hmm. Or what have you. It's not trying to ignore the person or act like you're not listening to them.
You're just changing the topic.
Yes. I think that oftentimes most people get that and will ride with you on that.
Yeah. And it's always good, I've found, to have a few of those in your pocket before you head to a family gathering. Have a couple topics in mind that you can just easily switch to if the conversation gets tense.
Yeah, I do it. I don't mean to treat my family like I'm prepping for the morning show, but I do. I have things in my head that I can go to if I need to. I think it's it. And the other thing you could do, and I know this ain't cool to some people, but it is something that Sun Tzu taught us and everything in the Art of War. Sometimes you can walk away. Just walk away and go move to another conversation or something.
And you get extra points if you just burst out into Christmas songs.
There you go. Now that's the way to do it.
Jingle bells, jingle bells as you're walking away.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that. Why have I never thought of that? Oh, I love that idea. That's fantastic. We got great stuff coming up for you, everybody. Stick around. More morning show on the way.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Christmas Eve travelers are finding a lot of company on the roads and at the airports.
It's worse than I expected, so feeling a little slightly panicked.
I'm a full-time teacher, so I'm just trying to be on the beach and chill.
Weather Channel meteorologist Jordan Steele is tracking a big wind and rainstorm on the West Coast and snow and ice in the Northeast.
Who gets to experience a classic white Christmas? Again, remember, a white Christmas is classified as having at least 1 inch of snow on the ground or actively falling snow. You've got the elevated West, the Northern Tier, and some of the lucky folks here into the Northeast.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reports American Airlines is trying to recover from an hour-long ground stop earlier this morning.
The airline posted on social media it's currently experiencing a technical issue. In a statement, the company acknowledged the problem is affecting flights and says they're working to resolve the issue as quickly as possible.
FlightAware reports there have been more than 200 flight cancellations already on this Christmas Eve. CBS News.